This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. Pompeo said in a statement that Russia and China's actions were shameful. He pledged the United States will remain committed to helping the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphaned to receive the aid they need. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the conflict there that began in 2011. A war monitoring group says at least 12 people were killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Syria's Idlib province Saturday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 36 people were injured by the airstrikes. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have been killed. 57 government and loyalist forces have also died, including 7 killed in a car bombing Saturday by the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group. Also Saturday, near simultaneous attacks hit 3 government-run oil and gas installations in homes in central Syria. It is believed the attacks were carried out by drones, but no one has claimed responsibility. A Pakistani court on Saturday convicted a Muslim professor of blasphemy and sentenced him to death for allegedly spreading anti-Islamic ideas. Junaid Hafiz had been held for 6 years awaiting trial since he was arrested in 2013. His defense attorney said the conviction was baseless and that the verdict would be appealed. This is VOA News. The death toll continued to rise in India Saturday as protests against a new citizenship law continued. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst violence.
Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos. Modi met his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss security measures in one of the biggest crises yet for his Hindu nationalist government.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian gas pipeline says it is stopping that work after President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. We get details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which would transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's finance minister and vice chancellor Olaf Scholz reacted angrily to the news, calling the U.S. action an interference in Germany's and Europe's internal affairs. President Trump's signing of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2020 Friday not only created a new space force, but a new national park. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Herbert Hoover established White Sands National Monument in southern New Mexico on January 18, 1933, to preserve the White Sands and additional features of scenic, scientific, and educational interest. Those include the world's largest gypsum dune field and collection of fossilized footprints from the Ice Age. According to that 1933 declaration, the park tells more than 10,000 years of human presence, all while providing memorable recreational opportunities. And today it's the White Sands National Park, the 62nd so designated in the national park system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.